Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, right here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys over the next 4 hours, where you can find us in the usual spots on the program. Of course, the BetMGM Network, the free Odyssey app. You also have us on Twitch at BetMGM Network, on YouTube at the BetMGM Network, Roku, Fubo TV, Samsung TV Plus, all the spots where we're hanging out. And if you want to listen to us, you can do it at Sirius Channel 160 and Sirius XM 205. And throughout these 4 hours, hit me up on Twitter. Do it. At Femi Abebefe is where you can find me on Twitter. At Femi _ Abebefe is where you can find me on Instagram. Hit me up throughout these 4 hours as we continue to entertain you here on You Better You Bet. We got the whole crew hanging with us here on this Tuesday. We have Tyler Morales, Jake Hassan, Bill Zimmerman, Mike Brown, Sean Haw, Addie Bates, Nick Costos. He joins us at the top of the hour with his thoughts on last night's Monday night football game that saw America's team, the Dallas Cowboys, beat the Las Vegas Raiders on the strip. It's a victory Tuesday for your boy, a Cowboys fan. It was fun to actually watch them win a game. I had no money on the game other than the first TD bets. It was just pure fandom watching the game, and felt weird, to be quite honest, just to watch a football game without having money on it. But it was fun to see them win nonetheless, and we'll break it down during this segment. But as always, let's lay out the guests that we have on the program. We have two of them. They'll be joining us on this Tuesday, starting at 5 o'clock Eastern time. Odyssey NFL insider, three-time Super Bowl champion, Mark Schlereth will check in with us with his weekly Tuesday spot. Stink does an awesome job as a color commentator for the NFL on Fox, Stink and Truth podcast. He will help us recap what we saw during week 11 and spin it forward to week 12 in the NFL. And then during the Power Hour at 6:20 Eastern time, betting analyst over at NBC Sportsbet, co-host of the Deep Dive podcast, our good buddy, the whale capper, Drew Dinsick, will join us for his usual Tuesday spot to give us his best bets for week 12 in the NFL, which gets underway Thursday night in Houston between the Buffalo Bills and the Houston Texans. I have a bet on that game. We'll talk about that coming up in 20 minutes in the next segment. Bills right now over at BetMGM, 5.5-point favorites against the Houston Texans. But let's go ahead and get into what we saw last night. Let's waste no more time and talk some Monday Night Football here on a Tuesday, because damn it, The Dallas Cowboys got into the win column. They beat the Raiders 33-16 on Monday Night Football. And before we get into the game and break down what happened and going forward for Dallas, going forward for the Las Vegas Raiders, on a more serious note, this was obviously a very emotional couple of weeks for the Dallas Cowboys. Obviously, the passing of their teammate, Marshawn Nealon, and the tragedy that happened a couple of weeks ago in the Dallas area. Like, this team had talked all week long about how they were playing for a bigger purpose. And it was really inspiring, honestly. Like sports betting aside, sports fandom aside, like, I have the Cowboys helmet behind me. Obviously, I root for the team. I've rooted for the team since I was 5 years old. But, like, all that aside, like, just seeing a team and a group of men rally behind what was, like, honestly a tragedy for the 24-year-old Marshawn Nealon, who was no longer with us, like, that was very inspiring. And I don't know if how many of you guys have seen the Dallas Cowboys video that they posted on social media, Brian Schottenheimer doing the victory speech in the locker room. But Shoddy, he got choked up and talking about, like, the journey these couple of weeks have been for this team. And this is just the start. And I thought Brian Schottenheimer did a really good job when we all found out of the tragedy initially when he spoke with the media last week. And he says, like, we're not moving on, but we move forward. And that's what the Dallas Cowboys did last night. Like, I thought it was a really, really inspiring performance. They all seemed to at least find somewhat of peace on the field. Dak Prescott joined Scott Van Pelt last night on the ESPN postgame show. I thought he did a tremendous job talking about it. And think about Dak Prescott. Like, you know, he lost his mother when he was in college to cancer. He lost one of his brothers to suicide. Like, he's lived a life of tragedy. And I thought he was, like, the perfect person to be kind of the voice of that locker room as the leader that he is, the Walter Payton Man of the Year that he is. I thought it was a really, really cool experience. And yeah, like, it hits home for me because it's my team and it's cool to see them do that. But even if you're not a fan of the Cowboys, like, you're an Eagles fan who the Cowboys will play on Sunday, or a Commanders fan, a Giants fan, a Packers fan, whoever. I thought it was pretty cool to see the Cowboys play well last night, given what these last couple of weeks have been for everyone in that organization. So I just wanted to say that off the top, because that was a really, really inspiring performance by the Dallas Cowboys. Now, on the football field, as we get back to what we saw last night and look at it more from a sports standpoint, the Dallas Cowboys, like, they did what they were supposed to do. They beat a team that was an inferior opponent, and that's good. Like, that's a positive sign for this team, because you know what, at points this season, I was like, I don't know if they can win these kinds of games. There's a reason why the point spread was 3.5 juice towards the Raiders, because the betting market was like, yeah, Dallas should win, but can we truly trust them on the road to get it done? I mean, the last time we saw them out, we just saw them lose as a 3-point favorite at home to the Arizona Cardinals in pretty embarrassing fashion. So the Cowboys getting this done against an inferior opponent, that just checks one box. It doesn't check all the boxes, not even close, but it checks one box in this team's hopes of potentially getting to the playoffs. Now, that's the conversation everyone wants to have today. Can the Cowboys, the team that we saw last night, get to the postseason? Pump the brakes, folks. Like, absolutely pump the brakes. I don't see that happening. And that's not me being pessimistic Dallas Cowboys fan and trying to, like, emotionally hedge in my head of being like, oh, like, they're not going to make the playoffs and then they can surprise me. No, it's none of that. I'm just looking at this thing objectively as a fan and as someone who loves to bet on sports. This is not a playoff team. They're an intriguing team, as the point spread for this upcoming week suggests, in their game against the Philadelphia Eagles. They have an offense that's very, very live that we saw last night, moving the ball up and down the field. Dak Prescott had one of his better games of the season, 268 yards, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. George Pickens, 9 catches, 144 yards. We got to talk about George Pickens, by the way. That dude, he might be the best player on the team. Now that Michael Parsons is in Green Bay, like, George Pickens might be the best player on the team. And what we've seen of him so far this NFL season, top 5 in receiving yards, every single week he's getting better and better and better. Talent's never been the issue with George Pickens. It's always been, can we make sure that he's on the same page with everyone else? Is he going to be a part of the team? Is he going to just be kind of just like a team guy? That's always been the question with him. That's why Pittsburgh was like, see you later. We don't want any parts of you because we don't want to deal with this and have to deal with paying you. Talent-wise, though, George Pickens, a bona fide number one wide receiver. And that's what we're seeing every single week now with Dak Prescott. And thankfully, we get to see George Pickens with a good quarterback, because prior to that, it was Justin Fields, Russell Wilson, Mason Rudolph. No, Dak Prescott is a bona fide Pro Bowl quarterback. And now we're seeing how great George Pickens can be. I mean, honestly, this might sound like a hot take. I don't think it is. because I've been watching like the first half of the season. I watched this team really closely. I think talent-wise, George Pickens is a better wide receiver than CeeDee Lamb. Talent-wise, I think he is. Now, who do I trust more? I mean, for like a week-to-week basis and over the course of an 18-game or 18-week regular season, of course it's CeeDee Lamb. That's why CeeDee Lamb gets paid and George Pickens gets traded. But talent-wise, George Pickens is an elite wide receiver. He is that good. That's why he was a big-time recruit all the way back in high school going to Georgia. Like, that guy is legitimately talented. And if he can keep his head on straight, boy, that's two bona fide number one wide receivers for this Dallas Cowboys team, which is why Dak Prescott is enjoying probably his best or second best season of his career. Because Pickens, I mean, the cut that he made on the touchdown that he had, like, this guy's ridiculous. He's going towards the sidelines. All the defenders are pursuing that way. And then just like a hard plant cut for a guy that's 6'3", like almost 200 pounds. Like, that's insane. That's a ridiculous run after the catch. Like, he's so good and his talents were on display. I hope they extend him. I know that could be risky giving that guy that kind of money, but like, I hope they extend him because he actually is their best player that they have on the team. And the Cowboys, on offense, we know that they're awesome. They're a really good offense. Defensively is what we wanted to see. And once again, last night was a step in the right direction. How about Quinnen Williams, huh? Quinnen Williams with 1.5 sacks, putting pressure in the interior. Now, we must include the ever-so-important context that it is the Las Vegas Raiders who they were going up against. The Raiders' offensive line is like a bottom three offensive line in the league. Hell, they might have looked good without Quinnen Williams against that Raiders' offensive line. So like, that's important context to have. But still, with all the context, Quinnen Williams, Kenny Clark, the run stuffer that Jerry wanted, those guys dominated. Osa Edigizua, Donovan Ezeraku, the rookie. The Cowboys' defensive line actually put their imprint on a game for the first time this season. Once again, it's against the Las Vegas Raiders, so we're not going to get too crazy with this thing. And it's a much tougher test this Sunday against the Philadelphia Eagles, although they might be a little bit banged up on that O-line. No Lane Johnson. We'll check up on Cam Jurgens. Maybe the Eagles are a little banged up and the Cowboys can dominate at home. We'll see. But it's an important context that it was against the Raiders. But the defensive line looked better, which made the secondary look better. Deron Bland, Troy Aikman did a great job of talking about it on the broadcast. Joe Buck as well. Like, that was the best game Deron Bland has played all season. He was horrible against the Cardinals. He bounced back after the bye week, locked in. He played well against the Raiders. And yeah, they're going to give up some yards to Brock Bowers. Everyone is. As long as Chip Kelly and that offense decides to give Brock Bowers the football, he's going to get the football because he's Brock Bowers. And he had a pretty good game with 72 yards on 7 catches. But outside of him, nobody else was doing anything for the Las Vegas Raiders. So kudos to the Cowboys defense last night, holding the Raiders to 16 points, which is why we did see a bunch of money coming in on the under at kickoff. I mean, this was 50.5 or 50. All of a sudden we get bang all the way down to 47.5. Thanks to the safety, it goes over. So the sportsbooks out there probably got middled on the total. Those of you who bet the over early and bet the under late, everybody was able to win, but a really, really good win by the Dallas Cowboys. And going forward, you want to believe that this team could become something, but when you look at the schedule, reality sets in. Like, it's just not realistic. It's home against Philly. Like, let's say, all right, maybe the Eagles' offensive line is incredibly banged up. Let's say Philadelphia Eagles. Let's just play along and say that. Thanksgiving, it's home against the Chiefs, a desperate Kansas City team that's probably going to be in, like, playoff mode. I don't see that going well, just being honest. Then it's at the Detroit Lions, the team I think is the best team in the league. I don't see that going well. So, like, what is this actually? Like, if the realistic outcome is likely to be 1-2 over these next three games, that puts them at 5-7-1. The best they could be is 9. Like, we're going to have teams that are 10-7, 11-6 vying for the 7th seed. They're not making the postseason. So don't get too carried away. I think the Dallas Cowboys can win some games. Maybe they beat the Vikings. Maybe they beat the Chargers. Who knows? Maybe they beat the Commanders or whatever. But still, like, it's just not going to happen for the Dallas Cowboys because, unfortunately, they put themselves in way too big of a hole earlier this season when they decided to trade Micah Parsons. Now, as for my adopted team in the city where I live, the Las Vegas Raiders.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I hope this is the biggest whiff I ever have as a sports bettor. Like, there have been some big whiffs. I mean, I bet on the Lakers to win the title the year that they traded for Russell Westbrook. They didn't even make the play-in tournament. I bet on Penn State to win the national title this year. They fired the head coach in October. Like, I have some big whiffs. Like, we got some big wins, but we got some big whiffs as well. With all that, Lakers, Penn State, all that stuff, I don't think I have a bigger whiff than this Raiders team. I was so in on the Las Vegas Raiders to make the playoffs, to potentially be like second place in the AFC West. They're horrible. And that might not be strong enough of a word. They're barely an NFL team. It's that bad. What did I say all offseason? Man, they got adults in the room now. It's no longer Antonio Pierce and Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew. It's now Pete Carroll, Super Bowl winner, national title winner. It's Geno Smith, comeback player of the year. This head coach quarterback combination is one you can believe in. Damn, bruh. I was wrong about that. Geno looks terrible. And like last night wasn't even anywhere close to some of his worst. I mean, the game against the Chargers was bad. He's had some real stinkers. But Geno's bad. He's not good. The offensive line, like I just said, bottom three in the league. No running game whatsoever. Ashton Jeanty, I don't know. Can he play? I don't know. He has no chance. The minute he gets the ball, and this is against a Cowboys defense that has been struggling. The minute he gets the ball, bang, hit in the backfield. Like, what is he supposed to do with that? We don't know if he can play. And then defensively, outside of Max Crosby and maybe the occasional play inside the box from Jamal Adams, this defense sucks. The whole team stinks. And this week, they're laying 3 or 3.5 against Cleveland. I know it's Shedeur Sanders, but you tell me, what's the best unit on the field in that game? Browns defense by a country mile. Like, shouldn't we just take the 3 with Cleveland? That's where I'm at right now with this Raiders team. They absolutely stink, and I will be officially giving the eulogy of the Raiders here on November 18th. It's done. They need to blow it up because they have no hope in sight. We get to the top stories on the other side, including the breaking news out of Houston next here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.